Welcome to In the Loop, the City of Hayward's official podcast for everything Hayward. With me today is Emily Wong, Management Fellow with the City Manager's Office in the City of Hayward. Hi, Emily. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Pothar. How are you?
I'm great. Great. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I just wanted to get started just tell us a little bit about yourself, how you started with the City of Hayward. Who is Emily Wong?
Sure thing. So my name is Emily Wong. I started at the city in August of 2022. So I've been here for about 10 months, which Welcome. Feels really short. I feel like I started yesterday. So I came through.
New kid at school, right?
Yes, I feel, yeah, like, you know, there are so many people that have been at the city for so long, and it's awesome to see people who've been here for decades and get to meet them. But I came in after grad school, so I had went to I had gotten my graduate degree from the University of Carnegie Mellon in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
And I'd studied public policy, and there's a program out there called the Local Government Management Fellowship that invites those who are recently out of graduate school who had studied public policy or public administration to come on and kind of do a temporary position throughout different city governments across the United States. And I had interviewed for several and gotten some offers in Florida and other places. I decided Florida was too humid. And I had interviewed at the City of Hayward, and the people on that board were really kind. And I thought that the population here really reflected a community I wanted to work and serve in. So I moved out here. I moved in July of last year and drove across country to come to the City of Hayward and work at the City Manager's Office.
You drove all the way from Pennsylvania to Hayward.
I did, yeah. I drove with my partner. We caravaned. So he led the way and I was right behind him. He didn't have any air conditioning in his car, and we drove through the Mojave Desert. God bless him. So we're really enjoying it out here.
I'm sure that was an adventure in itself, just getting out here.
It was really fun.
And how do you like it out here in Hayward specifically? What stands out for you?
I love Hayward. I love working here. The people, most notably because of the people I get to work with every day. Everyone is so passionate. They really care. And the community groups, I've gotten to learn a lot through the People's Budget Project. And work with so many different groups that are on the ground and really want to bring energy into the Hayward community.
And on the People's Budget note, that is exactly what we wanted to talk about a little bit more. Tell me, what is the People's Budget and what is your involvement in it?
Yeah, so the People's Budget is a participatory budgeting process. So this was passed last year. And it was called upon by the community to set aside funds to invest back into the community. So the City of Hayward allocated $350,000 across six different sectors of Hayward, and they recruited delegates through a community process to come up with ideas to encourage more neighborhood connection across the city. So there are a bunch of proposals and ideas that were brought up by delegates, and then ultimately the community came out and voted for their top 12 projects.
And tell me, what kind of projects did we hear from?
It was from all across the spectrum. We heard that the community wanted fitness classes, murals, programs for schools, festivals, events, flea markets, just all across the spectrum of projects people wanted to bring to the community.
So tell me about the budget. How much are we talking about, and how did we decide how to divide that up into all these projects?
So City Council had set aside $350,000 to invest in this project, and the staff that was working on this at the time had divided Hayward into six sectors for this process. And each sector had a budget of $50,000 to $70,000 to invest across and the budgeted amounts were basically based on each sector's population and the mean per capita income.
So tell me about the voting process and the results.
Yeah, so we actually got 26 proposals to vote on. The community came out and 1,000 community members voted for their top two ranked projects for each sector. And through the voting process, we ended up with a total of 12 projects that we are currently implementing.
Oh, that's awesome. Tell me a little bit about them. Which one stood out? What are people excited about?
So I'll say the first one that sort of hit the ground running was the sector for English and math tutoring for ESL students. And that's being run by Elena Lepe, who runs the nonprofit El Puente Comunitario. And she is offering and working with a team of tutors to bring tutoring service to Schaefer Park Elementary after school program. And it's a really amazing program. They had, I think originally 40, they had intended for 40 kids to join, but they like well exceeded that by, I think they had like over 100 or so kids and a waiting list to be able to attend their services.
Yeah, that's great. I had the opportunity of going and filming some one of those tutoring sessions, and the enthusiasm and the energy of the kids is great. The tutors were also, you know, just they just love, you know, teaching, and I saw that the benefit, you know, was like a win-win for everybody, and so it was just a great thing to see that.
It really was. It's amazing to see that they've not only incorporated kind of the homework that they have to do, but they're building on top of the work that they're doing there and making it fun for the kids. And we got to go to their end of the year celebration where they had food, they had a taco stand, they had all the kids on the stage kind of talking about their experience. And I know a couple of council members were able to make it out to that event. And not only were, you know, our funds were one-time funds, they could do that in the spring of this year, but they went to the HUSD board to ask for continued funding, and they were able to achieve that.
Oh, that's great. So so based off of this funds that we allocated for them to be able to do this, they got funding somewhere else.
Yeah, because it was really clear that, you know, not only was it needed for this specific population, but you know, with the pandemic, everyone can understand that some kids were lagging behind and they needed the extra support.
That's awesome. What other kind of projects did we hear from?
You know, yesterday we went to Avanta Boot Labs. This is one that I think is the most exciting for city employees, especially, is this roller and inline skating event. So that's going to happen in July 1st on a Saturday from, I believe, 2 to 5. They're going to rent out a roller skating rink, and that's going to be in Weeks Park. And not only are we going to have this amazing event with Brazilian band coming through and a DJ, but they also created skates across all different sizes. There's 20 of them, and each skate is unique in its own color. They even customized some of them to include Hayward Streets and also the Hayward logo. And we found out, I was thinking about the proposal, and I was like, wow, 20 skates, that's a lot. And then yesterday they brought up that they were intending to give away an extra 20 during the Christmas season. Wow. And I was just thinking how awesome they are.
Yeah, and I was also able to join in on that tour of Avanta, and I was able to capture some great footage, and we saw the whole process from beginning. It took months, you know, from for the skates to be completed, and just the amount of work and the detail and the passion from Avanta. And yesterday, yeah, we got to see the results, and we shot some footage and had some fun, you know, kind of showing off the skates, and they light up and they're all different colors and the names, and yeah, it's just really cool to see, and I'm definitely excited to see what the people will think.
You can really tell that they care. Their team, Will, Allie and Charles, they just put a lot of energy into this work, and so grateful for them.
And not only do we have events coming up, but there's changes to maybe some of the parks or things of that sort. Hazel Gardens is one of them, I believe.
Yeah, correct. So Hazel Garden Community Connect is one of the Sector 6 projects, and they are working right now. They're in process of putting in trees, and they're working with different organizations across the East Bay to get tree donations. And I was speaking with Nathan Downs, who is one of the project leads, the other day at the garden, and he said he wished that we could have seen that plot of land 2 years from now or earlier, because it was kind of like a dumping ground. It wasn't really taken care of. And on my second day of work, I actually got to go to National Night Out, and they were hosting an event there that was funded through the people's budget. And they had Caribbean food, they had ribs, they had a world food potluck competition, and I think it was around 80 people got to come out, including council members and city staff, just to enjoy the greenery. And they have an amazing space. It's by Hazel. It's at the cross section of Hazel and Main. If anyone can go out there, it's, I think, about 10 minutes to walk from City Hall.
What is the goal, the ultimate goal of the people's budget for the city of Hayward?
Really, I'll say that when I was interviewing for this position, they had brought up that they were looking for someone to lead the implementation of the people's budget. And that was one of the main reasons that I was like, oh, wow, that's something that's really special and not a lot of people get to work on. And the main reason of that is you don't see projects like this across the country. It's not very common for people to get a say into how their government funds are being utilized. Mm-hmm. But in terms of like a people's participatory budget where just anybody can offer an idea that they see in their community, they can realize that and they can be that project lead, and it doesn't have to be run by me or you or anyone that's being paid by the city. It could be run by a community member, a volunteer, a school teacher that really can see the need and have this dream and be able to realize it. So it's been super cool to be a part of this process because, you know, I ultimately think that the goal is just to bring people together and to share stories and to eat food together. And I think it was a big driver during the pandemic was to be able to create more connections across neighbors.
And in these 10 months of working for the city of Hayward, did you ever imagine how fast, you know, this would work and how quickly people can see results?
I like that you say quickly because I'm like, oh, it's taking forever. There's like contracts, you know.
Long process. You see everything behind the scenes.
Yeah, in my mind, I'm like, maybe I'm not doing it. I'm not going fast enough. And in a meeting yesterday, I realized that eight out of the 12 projects are moving forward.
Wow.
And, you know, we're working on the other four.
Emily, tell me, where can people learn more about the people's budget and get more information?
You can learn more about the people's budget on our website, where we have project updates, and you can see that on hayward-ca.gov and look up Hayward People's Budget.
Great. Well, Emily, anything else that you want people to know about the people's budget or anything that you want to share with the public?
I would just welcome anyone who's listening to reach out if you are thinking that there are ways to collaborate or to share with the community. We have a couple of events that are coming through the pipelines that I hope to put on the community calendar and share with community groups. So if you see our projects and see events, please share them. We're trying to expand that and make sure everyone in the community knows about what's going on.
All right, Emily Wong, Management Fellow of the City Manager's Office in the City of Hayward. Thank you so much for being here in The Loop.
Thank you.
And thank you to all of you listeners out there for checking out the latest episode of In The Loop. For episode ideas or any questions or comments, please leave a note on our comments section, and we'll hope to see you next time. Thank you for being In The Loop.